Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for finding us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, we're on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio every weeknight at 7 p.m. That's Monday through Friday on their Nothing But Net channel. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Our numbers are flying there. Find out why. We've got a bunch of streaming shows. 5-Hour Live, Alex Dono's show every single day at 12. If you want all South Florida sports, I'm going to start doing a show there as well. And of course, we've got our nightly streams on everything from wrestling to MMA to, of course, many streams on the Heat, Dolphins, Canes, Marlins, and more. Also, check out 5ReasonsSports.com. We've got reports from all the camps. We've been doing the training camp reports from Dolphins camp, who are having a great camp over there. Of course, make sure you buy our shirts. And we've also got Brady Hawk writing pretty much every minute of the day that he's not on one of these Zoom calls. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you need to bet on anything going forward, you just got that itch, you got to go to MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code 5, F-I-V-E. You receive a bonus of up to $1,000 along with your first deposit at MyBookie.ag. They've got a great betting platform there. They got the live betting where you can bet on games in progress. So if you want to go the other direction from the direction that you're going, the beginning of the game, you just want to hedge it, you can do it. Of course, they got the daily MLB, got the MMA on the weekends, no NBA for a little while, but they've got the NFL futures up there. So make sure that you jump on there. If you have a conviction about any team, including the Dolphins, you can play it at mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. And now, tonight's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yeah. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
On Five on the Floor, here's tonight's floor plan. A little bit of a different thing for us. We don't typically record on Saturdays unless there's a game. It's Saturday night as we're doing this, but obviously there's been a lot of Heat news here over the past 24 hours. Check out our three sort of post-free agency episodes. This is kind of the post-post-free agency episode. I got Greg Sylvander with me. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. A little bit of unexpected news today. Our plan was to discuss the Kyle Lowry call, and we'll do a little bit of that. Kyle kind of aced the call. I feel like between that call and the Jimmy Butler press conference, they both know exactly what Heat fans want to hear. Everything Kyle said, from wanting to get into the community and talk to real people and give back, to the fact that he wanted to get Bam to feel like Superman and put him in the right spots, or his answer to my question about Jimmy and getting Jimmy off the ball so Jimmy doesn't wear down as much. All of that stuff, I think, was pitch perfect. Heat fans loved it. You can see why Toronto loves it, why the prime minister loved him, why the prime minister of Toronto tweeted about him when he was leaving, and all of that stuff. And of course, there was the other news we're going to talk about today, which is something we've been forecasting to you for months when people were freaking out about it. Jimmy Butler signing the max extension, which will take him up until 36 years old with the Heat at the full money. So there's a lot of topics that we could get to, and we're going to get to. Of course, the other thing was our friend Omer, I guess it's Omer Yurtseven. Pronounce it for me, Greg. Sorry.
Yurtseven.
Thank you. Much better than I did. Has signed with the Heat. We're waiting on Udonis Haslem, but they signed Yurtseven to the same type of contract that they've signed guys like Nunn and Duncan Robinson to in the past. So Heat fans, again, freaked out about that. No reason to freak out. But now they have a new reason to freak out. And so we're really going to focus on this tonight in a very narrow context, Greg. And then we will start to lay out these episodes. Bam winning an Olympic gold medal. So we're going to do a Bam episode. We'll do a Jimmy episode and what the expectations of him are with the extension. We will do a full breakdown of the Lowry press conference. We will do breakdowns of the Tucker Markieff Morris press conferences. PJ Tucker, Markieff Morris both spoke to the media, both said everything that fans wanted to hear from them as well. So we'll get to all of it. But today it came out from Woj, which I find a little bit ironic since he's the guy that breaks a lot of this stuff early. That the NBA is investigating the Heat and the Bulls for the transactions that acquired Lonzo Ball, in the Bulls case and also Kyle Lowry in the Heat's case, and that they're investigating them for tampering. They're investigating them after the contracts have already been signed, which is different from what happened with Bogdanovich last year with Milwaukee, even though Bucks fans have been screaming all over the timeline. What is your initial reaction to this, Greg? Do you think Heat fans should be concerned that, I mean, I guess the worst case scenario is that the transaction is nullified, which did happen with Milwaukee, somewhat slightly different circumstances. The second worst thing is that you lose draft picks. And the third thing, which I don't think Heat fans will care about, is that there's a fine. Should there be concern about any of it?
I mean, I think that there should be a little bit of concern only because I get the sense that the NBA is looking for the opportunity to make an example out of somebody. So you just hope that all the text exchanges and things like that were done in good faith. This is a particularly weird one as we talk about like tampering and what to expect in terms of what would happen. The deal's not going to get nullified like that. That I think is completely not happening. I don't even know that they'll lose any draft pick compensation, because this is why I think that I can't speak to the Chicago New Orleans situation with Lonzo Ball, but from the Miami Toronto perspective, like these two teams discussed this exact scenario at the deadline. So like they already had a head start on this type of conversation. So it's not like a foreign thing that came out of nowhere. Like these two teams, it was well documented, had discussions about a trade. So a lot of preliminary stuff is probably discussed then. So I just think the more that they look into it, unless there's something super egregious, it's likely going to be that they hone in on the other one, the Lonzo Ball deal to Chicago.
Well, and I think the thing to make clear here is, and this was made clear on the timeline, players are allowed to talk to each other. Okay. I mean, that's not really the issue. It's the organization. Now, of course, it's all fraudulent. Okay. It's all garbage because every organization is tampering, and, you know, there's no way not to. And what irritates me about this whole thing is, and this is not a Heat bias here, this is generally, this is the way I feel about tampering, is that essentially the NBA is more about the transaction now than it is about the games. What's driving the NBA's popularity, other than narrative debates, okay, is which player is going to go where next. That's what it is. And it's the speculation over that. I mean, you look at our numbers, in terms of on our platforms, our numbers during transaction season are much higher than they are during playoff season.
It's okay? Staggering. Yeah.
Right. So this is what people care about. It's the soap opera. It's the chess pieces. It's who goes where. People are more interested in which general manager is going to outmaneuver another general manager than they are in which small forward is going to outmaneuver another small forward. And the other part of this is, you know, so the NBA has profited from this. They've profited from this. They've fed into this. They've created superstar reputations for quote unquote insiders, like whether it's Woj or Shams, who of course used to work together. Shams is basically Woj's protege, okay, who essentially are fed information by the highest levels, whether it's the top agents or the top the top executives of organizations. They're fed that information to feed this machine, okay? And it happens all the time where I talk to agents and executives who tell me they don't particularly like either of those insiders. And then this happened today, okay? Then news is broken through one of those insiders about that person's client or that person or that team's player, okay? Like they've fed this machine. They've made superstars out of these people for breaking news early.
Greg,
if it's being broken early, it's because it's happening early, right?
Exactly. No, I know. And then like, as you are discussing, like the way that this is manufactured and now being condemned, like LeBron was openly recruiting AD. Like that was a whole campaign that was coming out of the clutch, camp out there in LA to get AD to Los Angeles. So I don't know. There's like a part of me that feels like there's a big double standard with it. I get Juwan Howard flashbacks. So there's also this part of me that feels like there are certain owners and executives around the league that when things don't go their way, they get upset and they don't like Pat Riley. And when those two things collide, you get these kind of erroneous things that pop up. And I think maybe you can guess who I'm leaning into there that may have complained.
Well, right. And we don't know for sure, but I've heard enough buzz today that leads me to a certain direction, Dallas, that kind of gives me a sense of maybe where this may be. I think you can look at teams that maybe didn't get players that they wanted. The case of some franchises, that seems to be an annual thing in free agency. We don't know for sure, but we have suspicions. Just like, remember, if you go back to the Big Three era, it was Dan Gilbert who complained the most about the Big Three getting together and everything that happened with that, when that was really players colluding with each other, which again is not illegal, okay, by NBA standards. And yet, as soon as Dan Gilbert had an opportunity to throw his own Big Three together, everything was fine. Once sign and trade rules and everything else had been changed, the sign and trade rules that in a lot of ways hamstrung the Heat because they had to give up so many draft picks they had to give up four first round picks to bring in Bosch and LeBron, which they felt was worth it. And it was worth it. But other teams didn't have to deal with that in the future, in part because of Dan Gilbert, stomping his feet and whining. And so you're right. I mean, it's certain organizations repeatedly. And, we can cycle back to the Riley situation. I mean, I can't believe now that it's been 25 years. I mean, 26 years now since the Juwan Howard situation. And I remember exactly where I was. It was my first year as a reporter at the Palm Beach Post. First year, I was a backup covering the Heat behind Tom DeAngelo, who still is at the Palm Beach Post. I was the number two writer there. The number two at the Sun Sentinel, by the way, at that time was Rachel Alexander, who you now know as Rachel Nichols. And I remember running to the office in Palm Beach, back when you actually used to use an office, to get on a conference call that Pat Riley was on. Pat Riley gave the quote that Ira threw out there today, because it is an all-time Heat quote. I spent the weekend at the proctologist, trying to get the 10-foot pole out of my rear end because of what he felt David Stern had done to him, taking away Juwan Howard. The funny thing about that was, and that was all about order of signing. That wasn't about, that was about the way the cap was manipulated or not manipulated at the time. And again, Andy, these things don't happen anymore with the Heat.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight and handle. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, but at the time, it was about who was signed first. There were mistakes made in terms of who was signed first. It wasn't about signing anybody too early. It was just the order of signing. Okay, and the NBA took away Juwan Howard, who at the time was one of the top six or seven power forwards in the league, playing for Washington. Obviously Fab Five, and I think it was a 7-year, $106 million contract, something along those lines. When you could give out those kind of contracts, that kind of length of contract, it was similar to the contract Zoe was getting to stay. But the funny thing about that was, in retrospect, it was a blessing for the Heat.
Big time.
Right, because if you remember, they were bringing in PJ Brown, and people think they weren't bringing in PJ. PJ was coming in anyway, but they were bringing in PJ and Juwan, and I don't think that actually would have worked. PJ was going to come off the bench behind Juwan. Instead, they pivoted in typical Riley fashion, and they brought in Dan Marley, who was a much better fit with that team, and that team ended up becoming, you know, one of the better teams in the league. Of course, they had their own issues with the Knicks and couldn't get past them, but that was a consistent 55 to 60 win team. So, you know, they've responded to these things before, and they've come out of it okay. I think the only thing that really freaks Heat fans out would be actually losing Lowry at this point, yeah. Right? Like,
I just don't see it happening. I think right. That like maybe you lose a draft pick, maybe something like that. But like even Lowry, when shout out to Brendan Tobin, he asked like how was your conversations with Riley and Spo, and he was like, I haven't really even talked to those guys yet because of the sign and trade. So like, there's also a part of me that knows how much the players orchestrated this, and I just don't see how the league can enforce something when Jimmy and Kyle are talking about personal stuff and basketball comes up.
One of them is the godfather to the other's child. I mean, I don't know. And the other thing is they were negotiating this trade months ago, okay, between Masai and the Heat. And there was open dialogue.
And it was perfectly legal.
Right. And there was open dialogue between Masai and Lowry about places he wanted to go. So, I mean, to me, what happened, the way we've reported it, is everything that happened in free agency and the way Adam's reported too, Adam, our guy, Adam Baraya, Clutch Corner, is that everything that's going on now is basically an extension of that negotiation that almost, you know, came to fruition at the trade deadline. Like, there's nothing really new here. I mean, we all said that Kyle was going to end up in Miami, but I mean, literally, if you're going to say that nothing can happen earlier, there can't be conversation between players, there can't be scuttlebutt around the league, there can be, then essentially you're shutting down the entire NBA transaction information industry, which yep. is not something the NBA wants to shut down, because it is the one thing that they beat everybody else in. Like, what used to have the baseball hot stove, you know, and that was a big deal. Okay. The NFL, like, there's so many transactions, guys sign contracts that don't mean anything. So they're, you know, the contracts are ripped up a year later. The NBA dominates the transaction conversation. Okay. And literally, you're basically saying, and it's just, it's so disingenuous to have some of these insiders now reporting on yeah. this stuff. And I will say this, I'm a Mark Stein fan. Okay. And I know Mark, I like Mark. Mark's been very good to me. We've had Mark on the pod. Everybody knows Mark's relationships in Dallas. Okay. And that's one of the reasons, one of many reasons today that Dallas jumped to my head. Okay. And then others kind of were texting me that, but it's just, it's crazy, you know, because Mark is tweeting that, like, it can't just be a slap on the wrist. And I'm thinking, hasn't Mark made his entire career based on
getting that information out?
That information? Like, I mean, that would be like me saying, I don't want agents shouldn't be talking to reporters anymore, or players shouldn't be telling, reporters where they want to go, or, you know, some executive or some scout. I mean, literally, that's what I've done for 25 years is talk to these people. Like, I just don't understand. I don't know. I mean, the NBA makes it out to be the worst thing in the world. And of course, there is this sort of thing with the Heat that they are, you know, the evil empire, which I don't really understand how that happened, actually. Yeah, I guess
that should be over with now. I mean, Kevin Durant went to Brooklyn, and then, I mean, if I remember correctly, he said like he didn't even speak to that organization before signing the contract. Like, he literally, like, it just was like sight unseen, and like, we're worried about tampering here. It's completely.
Well, you know what Adams reported about Harden in Brooklyn, that KD and Harden, and when Adam was first in terms of Harden, you know, wanting to leave Houston, KD and Harden were out partying together, you know, yeah. while Harden was still a member of the Houston Rockets, you know, and
the players are building these teams.
Right. Okay. And the other thing is, and I'll get to this on the other side of the break, but the other thing is LeBron, and this is another place because people know my relationship with LeBron when I cover LeBron, my respect for LeBron. But I mean, the league looks ridiculous with some of this stuff with LeBron now. It's like you've got, you know, whether it's COVID rules, okay, and vaccinations, or whether it's the fact that, I mean, come on. I'm going to save it for after the break. Okay. Because I want to think about it before I say it, but I just, it is driving me a little bit nuts. The double standards that kind of go on in the league. But before we do, no double standard here. This is the place you need to go if you're going to a trade show. COVID not over yet, but people are starting to go back to the trade shows, but maybe you don't have your whole staff, your whole marketing team back. They can help you at everythingtradeshows.com. It's everythingtradeshows.com. They're based right here in Fort Lauderdale, but they can service all 50 states. Schedule a free consultation. If you mention Five Reasons, you also get a free booth rendering. They'll show you exactly how it's going to look. They'll take care of everything, logistics, the booth, the graphics, the furniture, the flooring, even some tips to get you noticed. Mention Five Reasons, you get that free booth rendering. The phone number is 954-791-8882. That's 954-791-8882. Say hi to our guy, Chris Chase, over there. They run a great operation. They're based right here on Las Olas. So they are local, but again, they can help you around the country. Again, it's everythingtradeshows.com. Make sure that you mention Five Reasons. But back to the LeBron thing. I mean, look, you know, I got to know all the people around LeBron during 4 years I was covering them here, him here. And then I spent a year in Cleveland and spent more time around them without sort of the Heat influence around me. The idea, okay, that LeBron doesn't know what's going on in clutch, okay, is ludicrous, okay? And the idea that, I mean, they can do all the investigations they want, okay? But the reality is, okay, Rich Paul is at lots and lots and lots of Laker games, okay? Just it was lots of Cavs games, okay? And, you know, they're tied at the hip. And Anthony Davis becomes a clutch guy and he ends up over there. Okay. And, you know, and then, you know, KCP is signed, you know, for this, you know, 1 year, $18 million contract is kind of an appendage to LeBron when he goes to LA. Okay. And again, players sign with clutch and then they end up on LeBron's team. Okay. Like you can't, I mean, what is that if not tampering? Like I
know. And how funny is it that Riley, like they investigated him for tampering to get LeBron, and like LeBron is the guy who's kind of orchestrating that out in the open now. And you know what? Like, it's totally cool. Like I have no issue with players recruiting players. I actually think it's a super fascinating aspect of the league that not every other sport, you don't ever get to see how that manifests the way that you do in the NBA. And I think it's fascinating, and like to strip that away would be bad for the sport, but that's players and players. And I think this is just another scenario. It's Jimmy and Kyle. So I feel like it's completely overblown.
Well, the other part about this, and again, I'm with you on this, like I'm not blaming LeBron for it. I'm just saying he's operating within what he's being allowed to operate in, but then you can't have others not be allowed to operate in that same space. I mean, that is tilting the play. The whole purpose of the tampering rules is so that you don't tilt the playing field. And exactly what the NBA is doing is tilting the playing field, okay, in favor of those that it seems to allow to get away with this. The fact that Jimmy and Kyle are friends, to me, makes it less likely that the Heat had to tamper.
Exactly.
Less likely. Because Jimmy could literally just talk to Kyle every day, as he does.
It's like Dwayne and Jimmy.
Right. Like, I mean, is the Heat going to be subject to a tampering investigation every single year because Bam Adebayo seems to be the most popular human being in the entire NBA and every player loves him? Like, so all of a sudden that's going to be pinned on the Heat because people want to play with Bam? I mean, it's just stupid. I understand the rules been on the books for a long time, but it's like I'm not even coming after, you know, again, LeBron or even any of the people complaining about it. And I was not in favor of Milwaukee losing Bogdanovich last year. But the reality is Bogdanovich didn't want to be in Milwaukee. Like, this is a different, the Bucks fans on Twitter are totally like, it's an apples to oranges comparison because Kyle Lowry wants to be in Miami. Bogdanovich didn't really want to be in Milwaukee.
Exactly.
Right. So it's just, this is a bunch of bitching Bucks fans. Okay. And the whole thing to me is stupid. I think it's going to pass. I think the fact that the Heat went about their business today, okay, after all this came out, they still introduced the signing of Victor Oladipo, although Vic was not on a call, to me shows that they don't think there's anything to this. Like, they didn't stop doing business today. They kept doing business. Okay.
And also, as stuff was getting announced, everyone was wondering why the Kyle Lowry deal didn't get announced. And I think that it just further shows you that there was stuff getting hashed out that that took time. So like this stuff wasn't all completely hashed out. And although probably the framework was, you put the signature and the finishing touches on it, you know, after the moratorium is over.
Well, there you are. That's not what we planned on talking about tonight. We will get to the Kyle Lowry press conference in depth. I think we'll do it more in the context of how he's going to help other guys on the team. Obviously, you can check out Kyle's presser is on our YouTube channel, also on all of our social media. Also, check out prizepicks.com. That's prizepicks.com. You want to bet on any baseball this week? Not bet, but do the daily fantasy thing. That's the place to go. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E, at prizepicks.com. You can play the power play. You can play the flex play. You can go all in. You can play two players, three players, four players, five players. You can play players from different sports together if you want to really try to press your luck a little bit. So go to prizepicks.com. Use that code 5, F-I-V-E. Get the bonus and get your money matched there over at prizepicks.com. All right, Greg, myself, Alex, others will be back this week. We have an announcement to make now that you made it to the end of the pod. You may have seen this on Twitter. We've brought in two people to the network. You might have heard them on a recent pod with us. Sean Rochester, who does some coaching, really one of the really good Heat follows on Twitter, is going to be coming on with us and doing some coaching corners. We're going to bring him on here this week. And also two-time NBA champion with the Miami Heat and multi-time champion around the world, Norris Cole, who had one of our more popular podcasts, is going to be joining us as a player analyst. So we're really excited about that. And you'll hear from Norris here over the next couple of weeks, maybe about what the Heat can expect from point guard Kyle Lowry. So we're going to do that over the next couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us, and we will be back soon.
We're going to win the media tournament now.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.